Jaws.
Grappled.
History.
Come on, get like a bird man.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
We'll beat you worse for being a little man.
Atlanta, GA, Hotlanta is the Freebirds town, man.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. A very spirited crowd here today at the Television Sports Arena.
Good evening and happy Sunday night if you are listening to this as we host it. Welcome to another exciting edition of Georgia Wrestling History TV Talk on the Georgia Wrestling History Radio Network. I am one of your many co-hosts, Kenny J, sitting here with John Stoney Cannon.
What's up?
Will Wheeler.
Yo.
Mike Garrett.
Yo.
Wheeler's mister somewhere around here.
Oof, oof.
And sitting with us today is the owner of VPW, Joshua Hancock.
How's it going, guys?
What up?
Doing
What's up?
Good. How have you been?
Doing good. Yeah. Glad to be here with you guys today.
Yeah, we understand, and we'll talk about this later in the show, we understand that you're dealing with an invasion.
What
kind
the
of.
Fuck?
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
It's kind of like a giant hill with ant. Never mind. So ants attacking like the mountain. Kind
of forming hemorrhoids.
Yeah, but like you said, we'll get to that a little bit later.
Oh, yeah!
Well, let's see. Anybody do anything exciting wrestling-wise? Or we can really see anything cool?
No, not really.
No.
Not at all.
No, well, Mike's watched New Japan, the show like 12 times.
So. I got a live stream that Stoney will tell you, so I can just turn into that when I'm bored, and 100% guaranteed entertainment.
And on my favorite thing, the Ron Fuller Studcast tomorrow is the Super Studcast, which will be on, which we'll be talking about Andre the Giant. It's a 2-hour one tomorrow night, tomorrow.
And he's been pushing that one pretty
well. Well, so Sunday night.
Sunday night, yeah.
When we air.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Within the same, but you can...
So don't watch this, watch that, or listen.
Yeah, do both.
Yeah, because, well, actually, you can listen to both of them anytime you want once they air. So I actually did, you know, since Mike's hooked me up with the whole TV thing, we won't get into that, but, you know, we actually watched The Wrestler the other day. With Mickey Rourke.
Oh, sweet.
And it was funny because the person I watched it with, all she kept saying was, God, you remember what he looked like before he had that face surgery? Look, he was such a sexy guy. And I'm like, can we watch? This is going to be a good movie. And she kept putting it in my face to when I finally said, that's nice. That's nice. Just wait until Marissa Tomei pops up the first time, and we'll talk about nice looking. All right? Yeah. And she's like, what do you mean? You'll see. So, but actually, one of our birthday boys actually was in The Wrestler.
All right.
Actually, in the closing match.
Yep.
So.
All right, then. Well, speaking of birthdays, I guess we've got a list we need to go through. So, today... Sunday, the 14th, we've got the Hacksaw, Jim Duggan.
Ho!
Oh, yeah. Ernest Miller.
The Who greatest. Is in that movie? The Ayatollah.
Better call my mama.
I'm the greatest.
And Gene Snitsky.
It's not my fault.
Kicking babies, baby. Kicking babies.
Oh, boy. Right. Tomorrow, the 15th, we've got Bull Buchanan.
Georgia mainstay.
Shane McMahon. Kelly.
Woo! Yeah, I think we know where we're going.
I just jizzed.
Kenneth Timms. And Nicole Matthews.
Don't know her.
I don't know either.
Nicole Matthews. I'll look that up.
No 16th birthdays, but on the 17th, we've got Kevin Thorne.
He was in NWA a few years ago, wasn't he?
He was in WWE. He's in WWE. And he actually wrestled, I think it was, at the OSCW show in Hanahan.
Hanahan, okay.
Yeah, he wrestled like last month, I think.
That's right, yeah.
Let's see, who else? We got Chase Stevens and Mark Briscoe.
One half of the Briscoe brothers. Not the original Briscoes, but the ones that are in ROH who are mega over.
Yes, yes.
All right, the 18th, we've got Perro Aguayo, Ted DiBiase.
Everybody Has a Price.
And Dave Bautista.
Bautista also was in The Wrestler for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Real quick, Nicole Matthews, a.k.a. real name Lindsay Duncan, is a Canadian professional wrestler. Wrestled in Shimmer Women Athletes and Elite Canadian Championship Wrestling, among other independent promotions. Speaking of Perez, there's now retired Porsche Perez of the Canadian Ninjas. Ninjas was some faction she was in. I still don't know who that is, but I'll look into it.
Alright, well, we will count on you to do that. Keep looking.
She looks hot, though.
On the 19th, we got Pat Patterson.
He's single.
Yeah, very first Intercontinental Champion.
Yep.
Yep.
And then we got R-Truth.
Also in The Wrestler.
Yep.
That's a celebrity day here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Al Green.
Love his music.
Me too.
Let's stay together.
That's the reason this planet's so populated.
That's right.
Yep.
And finally on the 20th, we got Curtis Thompson celebrating birthday.
What an interesting gimmick this man had, but that's for another story for another time.
Real quick, who was R-Truth at in wrestling?
That was a locker room scene.
Okay.
A locker room scene. Rourke comes in and it's kind of, excuse me, the Ram comes in and they're kind of congratulating everybody on a great show earlier in the thing, so... So you've seen The Wrestler, right, Josh?
Yes, I've seen it.
Okay, so you haven't had any ideas yet to use barbed wire, thumbtacks,
staple guns,
$5 bills.
I've actually thought about barbed wire.
Barbed wire. Ugh.
If we could incorporate it somehow, it'd be awesome. I don't think the guys in the match would like it too much.
Probably not.
No.
Just give everybody a padded suit or something.
Yeah.
Does your insurance go up with everything you add like that, like barbed wire or chair?
Probably so, yeah. That's why you don't let them know about it.
Yeah, I'll tell you on that.
There you go. We have a demolition derby match.
Ooh.
We little go-karts around the ring.
Yeah, speaking of that, we actually, Wade Adams has thrown an idea at me about having a roller derby match where it's kind of like a lumberjack match, except you'll have roller derby girls around the ring. And, he's throwing that idea at us, and
we do have a local
an abundance of roller derby girls is what we have.
Yes, we do.
Just every time you look around, especially on Facebook and stuff, you see like a bunch of people doing it, especially in Augusta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had the original show, the Nosebleed Section. Joe and I, they guested. They were calling guests on the show the week before their match at Red Wing. Mm-hmm. And actually, Hans Baumgartner and I went out. They invited me to the show, and I said, "Hey, man, you want to go see the show?" And they were like, "Hey, this is where we want you to sit." And we were taking chairs, and so they have a seat they put like on the end of the floor. And she had said, "Okay, you sit right there. I'm going to put one in your lap." And I'm like, "I'm not sure if I like that."
Yeah.
But especially once they started, and I noticed that like the other team, it was our local team that was going to put somebody from the other team in my lap.
Is this the and everybody, City
yeah,
Sirens you're talking
about? Everybody on the other team looked like King Kong Bundy.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I like this.
They might break your pelvis.
Yeah. I'm in one of those, you know, those fold-out sports chairs. I'm like, I can just see that chair.
Yeah.
No. All right, we'll get next.
Oh, next we've got history. Which I believe Will is going to kick us off.
All right. Thank you very much there, Kenny J. 26 years today, on January 14th at a WCW Worldwide taping in Marietta, Georgia, Arn Anderson, AA, defeated the Z-Man to win the WCW World's Television Championship. And 17 years ago today, January 14th, WCW presented Sin, eventually to be the third to the last pay-per-view in WCW history, as well as the site of the now legendary Sid Vicious leg break.
Now, why me?
I still cringe over that. The show was due to be the first pay-per-view of the Fusion Media Ventures era, but in the midst of the AOL-Time Warner merger, Turner Programming President Jamie Kellner cancels all WCW TV programming with no TV to promote Fusion, pulls out, and WCW is bought out by WWF 2 months later, despite the event being the most bought WCW events since Bash at the Beach. Matches include Chavo Guerrero Jr. defeating Shane Helms to retain the WCW Cruiserweight Championship. And this one, a penalty match, box match. Jim Duggan was a special referee.
Happy birthday.
And Ming defeated Terry Funk and Crowbar in a three-way match to win the WCW Hardcore Championship. Then he went to Vince after winning the championship. The Natural Born Thrillers, Sean O'Hare and Chuck Palumbo defeated the Insiders, Kevin Nash and Diamond Dallas Page to win the WCW World Tag Team Championship. Shane Douglas defeated General Erection in a First Blood Change match to win the WCW United States Heavyweight Championship. Totally Buffed, Lex Luger and Buff Bagwell, who has been on a VPW show, defeated Goldberg and Sergeant Dwayne Bruce in a no disqualification match. Per pre-match stipulation, Goldberg was fired from WCW and collected his check. Scott Steiner defeated Jeff Jarrett, Sid Vicious, and Animal in a Four Corners match to retain the WCW World Heavyweight Championship. The bout went to a quick finish after Sid went off the second rope for a big boot and broke his leg in two places. The injury was not shown live as they were cut to a backstage segment where the mystery man entered the bout, the man being Animal. What a rush. For some particular reason, WCW airs footage of the injury the next night on Nitro, which is why footage of the injury still exists in the first place. Sid, who briefly considered retirement, would sue WCW for lost wages and damages in relation to the injury. Sid claimed he was asked to perform the move against his will, and when he got hurt, his salary was cut. In the end, Sid lost. WCW claimed they had full rights to air the footage, as well as Sid was passed through a disability insurance policy. The decision was upheld on appeal in 2005, and Mike, you're up, man.
I just want to say, that's a big-ass leg to see break on live TV.
No kidding.
Dude, his boot was this big.
And that thing was like a J.
Well, when you know, when you're big enough to be the king of the world, you shouldn't be just jumping off of stuff.
But I
think we watched that over here.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
top 10 wrestling.
Because you had never seen it. Man, I don't ever care to see it again. But no. I think I did see it at the pay-per-view that Sunday night because I was at Savannah West Apartments. And I think I seen it briefly. And then the next night on Nitro, they definitely aired it. Alrighty, I'm going to stay 26 years ago. On January 16th, Jacksonville, Florida, Arn Anderson and Bobby Eaton defeated Ricky Steamboat and Dustin Rhodes to win the WCW World Tag Team Championship. 6 years ago, not too long ago, January 17th, TNA presented Genesis from the Impact Zone at Universal Orlando. This event was noted for being the first under the Hogan-Bischoff regime, and much to the chagrin of many TNA fans, the first time TNA used a traditional four-sided ring since the company began taping their shows in Orlando in 2004. And from what I understand, that was Hogan's call, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On that was Mazin Red defeated Brian Kendrick to retain the TNA X Division Championship. Sean Morley defeated Daniels. Tara defeated ODB2O. Is that best of three? Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Best of three falls match to win the TNA Knockouts Championship. Matt Morgan and Hernandez defeated the British Invasion Brutus Magnus and Doug Williams to win the TNA World Tag Team Championship. Desmond Wolfe defeated D'Angelo De Niro. Beer Money Incorporated, Robert Roode and James Storm defeated Kevin Nash and Six Pac, stubbing for Scott Hall, who was out with an injury. Ken Anderson, subbing for Bobby Lashley, defeated Abyss, and AJ Styles defeated Kurt Angle to retain the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. I bet that was a damn good match. And I'm going to pass it over to Stoney.
Well, you know, I want to add, as an event, that really wasn't that great of an event.
Genesis.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I actually watched it at Joe's, and it's actually notable for one other thing. The fact that we were splitting the pay-per-view and Lionel Howard came over and didn't leave his $10. And to this day, when his name's brought up, Joe keeps going, I want my $10.
Nice.
But at the same time, I think if Joe were to collect his $10, then he would have to turn around and give that to you, Mike, for the ticket that you bought event that he didn't show up for, that he didn't pay you for.
I got to admit, that was probably my bad, because it was just like, yeah, buy me a ticket. And I knew it was a weekend when he told me, and it was after like 2 p.m., so he was probably drinking. And I should have known.
Well, to be honest, Joe's usually pretty good. Joe doesn't like to use his credit card for anything. And I can think of, I mean, we went to see Willie Nelson, and Dinkins bought those tickets in advance.
Right.
And we paid him for them later. So, I mean, so Joe's usually pretty good for that. So, all right.
I want my $17, Joe.
I want my
$17. $17.
Maybe we can work out like some kind of like summit where we can get you, him, and Lionel Howard together, and there could be an exchange of money. Kenny can be there.
We can bring that dude that fucked you out of the sound.
There you go.
We'll just have a big spaj of people that owe people money.
There you go. Maybe we could just do it. I would say we could do it at a Bushido event, but then again, I'd want it to happen quick so we could leave. So
let's do it in the Costa Nostra style. Go to like upstate Georgia, go to mountains of Georgia, and just have everybody gather, and we can just get the money then and head on back.
Yeah. We could all put in suits, and we could walk into the Bushido event and be like, "Hey, you owe me some fucking money. Hey. If you don't want to be turned into a Southside pizza, you better come and pay up, man. Pay up."
Yeah.
So
your five fans are very confused.
Yeah.
I hear those guys are notorious for owing people money.
Our buddy Stoney here, Josh, has had so many people screw him over on money that if we could just get back 10% of everything owed to Stoney, we'd retire on this podcast because we'd have enough to put into it.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
Stone Cold could keep up with this.
All right. Well, we can talk about it in the second half of the show, but we still have a little bit of history. Yep. And I know Will and I will really definitely love this first one because we are definitely old school. 47 years ago on January 18th in New York City, Ivan Koloff, the late great Ivan Koloff, defeated Bruno Sammartino to win the WWF championship.
One.
Yes.
The best one.
The win in Sammartino's WWF championship run. And get this, 2,803 days. By far the longest than anyone in the history of the promotion.
And probably will ever be.
Yeah. Except for maybe Moolah, your favorite.
Yeah.
Reaction among the Madison Square Garden crowd ranged from shock to stunned silence to sadness. In fact, out of fear of a riot breaking out, Koloff was never announced over the PA system as the new WWF champion. There is more to the title change than meets the eye. As the story goes, Sammartino grew tired of the demanding schedule, so he voluntarily decided to give up the championship. As for Koloff, he was nothing more than a stopgap for the next face of the promotion. Pedro Morales defeated Koloff for the title just 3 weeks later. Sammartino would again become WWF champion again in 1973, holding the title for over 3 years before being defeated by the guy who gave Hulk Hogan his shtick, superstar Billy Graham.
The timeless. He's looked the same for, good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I guess not only did he kind of give Hulk Hogan his stick, I guess he gave Ventura his stick, too.
Yeah.
They look more alike than anybody.
And superstar Billy Graham is still alive. He's living in Arizona. I mean, he had some health issues, but he's come around.
Sometimes you'll see him on Sundays preaching to millions.
That's right, that guy.
Yeah.
Brother.
Hey, WWF, that was me. That was my youth as a thing. And I'm going to tell you, I think the only wrestler that still, he may be gone, he may have another match, is Undertaker that debuted under the WWF that's still around. I think. If there's another one, let me know. But I think that's the only one. So that's a generation. As soon as Taker's gone, for when we know for
Bachel,
sure.
Macklin's
still
gone.
It's gone. Yeah, he's, well,
not really done doing anything, but he's still alive.
I mean, he was doing that. He was doing
the Darren thing
the manager.
About a year ago.
Yeah.
Was it some kind of campaign he was running?
Yeah.
It was something.
They were mooching off the whole Trump Make America Great thing.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Mr.
So, So should we take a break and then jump into the meat?
I believe so. Yeah. So yeah, thanks for hanging with us thus far for the more informative part of the show. We'll be back for the more discussion-y part of the show here in just a bit.
What the fuck?
It's a new year, and VPW is back for a new round of exciting wrestling action. Make room on those 2018 calendars for Viral Pro Wrestling's next event on Saturday, February 10th at the Sweetwater Gym in Thompson, Georgia, where several of your favorite VPW superstars are ringing in the new year in the, well, ring, including Darius Lockhart, Hex, Charlie Anarchy, Tracer X, Chip Day, The Monster Squad, VPW Champion Chris Main, and many more. The action hits the mat on Saturday, February 10th at the Sweetwater Gym as VPW gets 2018 started in style. Viral Pro Wrestling, infecting the CSRA.
Hey guys, this is Stoney from GWH TV. If you're like me and dig your wrestling old school and from the South, check out Georgia Wrestling History Online for archives, current area indie shows, and results, plus cool discussions on GWH Radio. Just visit gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com. Georgia Wrestling History, capturing the legends of yesterday and covering the stars of today.
You wanted the best, you got the best. The hottest classic wrestling in the world. GWH on the Georgia Wrestling History Network. Classic matches, classic look, just classic.
Check us out on the GWH website and at facebook.com/GWHTV.
Welcome back, everybody, to GWH TV Talk on the GWH Radio Network. Got Kenny and the gang here, and Joshua Hancock, owner of VPW.
How's it going?
All right, yeah, we're going to talk up some VPW during this half of the show, and some other local wrestling, and, you know, we got all kinds of events planned coming up.
And, of course, being a fan, we're going to get him involved in talking about wrestling in general.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? You know, we have to do one more thing, though, really, really quick.
What's that?
We forgot something.
Did we?
We forgot something.
Birthday lap dance?
Yes. So, how about Kelly?
Yes.
Will be our lap dance giver for all our birthday people this week.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
So you just can't beat that. I mean,
we should start giving something for the birthday person that we make give the lap dance.
Okay,
I mean, they don't get shit.
Okay,
I mean?
Well, let's see.
So can I give Kelly something?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know about.
I guess
it's in a box.
Well, I was gonna say Kelly could get a lap dance from the cat Ernest Miller because he's a dancing fool too.
Or you got Disneyland Jesse.
Covering up the bald spot. Like
woo! Right here! That was
like 12
Shades of
Grey. I like that rocking ass
shirt.
Probably
the most gangster looking drawing of Mickey Mouse I've ever seen.
Alright, sorry. So back to VPW. Back to you and Josh and stuff.
Josh, you'll soon learn that our main topic every week is digression.
Why me? Why me?
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about the upcoming event at all, or what's going on?
Yeah, we got another show coming up February 10th in Thompson, Georgia at Sweetwater Gym. If you haven't been to a VPW show, I suggest you come, because we are the premier entertainment choice of the CSRA, and our slogan is we're infecting the CSRA. We grow every show. We're averaging about 200 people every show, and we hope that continues to grow. We have several big matches planned for February. If you just follow us on our Facebook page for updates on all that, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like I said, everybody come out February 10th, Thompson, Georgia, at Sweetwater Gym.
February 10th.
All right.
And if you're not sure, VPW stands for Viral Pro Wrestling.
Yes.
That's what the whole infecting thing, that's what that's about.
Really? So. I always wondered that.
Yeah. And we can vouch for the fact that they are growing every show. I mean, we've been there for...
When you do 200 on average, you've grown to 200 in the CSRA, that's good. These guys will tell you, they've gone to a lot of indie shows.
Yeah.
And not only when you grow up to 200, but when you have like little crappy federations that decide that they can also come into your area and throw shows too, thinking they're going to draw the same 200, that means that, you know what they say, when you're at the top, everybody guns for you.
Yeah. But I can also tell you, as a music concert promoter, what happens is people come in like that, and it kind of hurts overall. You know what I mean? Like, it puts a bad taste, because some of these people just love wrestling. They don't know the politics of you run this, and this over here is run this. Right. They just go out there and go, man, I got screwed, this was crappy, and I'm not going back to no more wrestling matches. And that's the same thing with shows, when people go downtown and feel like they got slighted.
Right.
It's kind of crazy. Shady promoters suck.
They're good. You know, there's always a possibility somebody will go, hey, I heard there was this great Thompson wrestling, and they could end up not at yours.
Yeah.
And go, I'm never going to drive all the way out to Thompson again.
If there was some way to police these promoters of anything, you know, from anything, from wrestling to UFC, monster trucks, music, whatever, if there was any way to police these guys and go, okay, you want to do this? Well, we figured up that your total cost will be this. Do you have this much capital on you right now? Okay, we'll do a show. You can do it. And if you don't, you sit your ass at home.
Yep.
Don't do it, because you're just going to owe people, screw people. I mean, if it was a sure thing, everybody would do it.
Yeah. Or the thing about it is, and I don't know if you have any true school, like in your promotion, any old school shooters, what they would do is they'd send the shooters, these old school shooters, these outlaws, and they would stretch them out and break them. You're not going to run the show. We can do that, but the only problem is, in today's world, we can't do that. Man, that would
not. I mean, today's world, people are like, well, I'm not going to not pay my mortgage and power bills. I'm just going to screw these actors or wrestlers or artists or whatever. And then they get out of it after a couple times of losing a little money.
Well, like I said, I'm kind of old school myself. I believe in territories. A lot of promotions have gotten away from that. But Thompson, Georgia is a small town. Originally, Antron Brewer, the fireman, brought wrestling to Thompson, and he did pretty well with it. Antron has moved on to the WWE, and I got his permission to run shows in Thompson, Georgia, because that was the respectful thing to do. I just didn't want to come in and invade his territory. So he gave us permission to do that. We started Viral Pro Wrestling, and we've been doing good ever since. But now you have this certain promoter that wants to come into Thompson, Georgia and run shows 1 week before our show, just literally 10 minutes down the road. I mean, he's trying to build his fan base off of fans that we've already created. And I just don't approve of that.
Man,
well, and it's not the first time. Granted, it was they did Patriots Park for their first show. Now, granted, it was after the last announced Flatline show at the same location.
Right.
But still... you don't like go, okay, it's their swan song, let's try to ride those coattails into this new thing. And of course, nobody showed up for that, and a lot of people didn't get paid for that one.
Right.
You know, so I mean, if you really being somebody that's kind of participated, covered, done announcing across Georgia and the Carolinas, you could take South Carolina for a good example. You have OSCW.
Yes.
For a while there, you had CWA in Columbia and also in Orangeburg. And they were interchangeable, but you never saw one in the other's territory.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They supported each other. A matter of fact, Keller supplied a lot of the stuff for both of them.
Right.
Including the famous Keller Cage.
Bob Keller actually works for VPW also. He supplies our part of our set, our sound. And he also runs Wrestle Force and helps with OSCW, which is good things. But like I said, I mean, don't come into the same town and try to run a show. You know, if you want to run in Augusta or, you know, South Carolina, wherever, that's cool. You know, I have nothing against you and your promotion, but don't come into my town. It's something I've built and try to steal our fan base.
And it goes back to when Flatline used to do Patriots Park, and I think they did one in Grovetown. They did a place in Grovetown for a few shows. You had, what was it, Wrestling for Jesus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That started coming into that place in Grovetown. I know right. They're both considered Grovetown, and did shows.
Right. Aren't they out of Saluda?
No, they were out of Beach Island.
Yeah, they were out of Beach Island.
I know it was Carolina, but I thought it was deep.
Yeah, no, I think it's UCW's in Grovetown. And then does Harlem have anybody doing anything?
I don't think so, no.
Wasn't Flatline based out of Harlem?
They were based out of Harlem, Grovetown, but they did all their shows at two venues in Grovetown.
Right.
So, but even, who was the other one? You what?
UCW.
Okay, UCW. Okay, so they're in Grovetown. That's not Thompson.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's not Thompson. I mean, and it's close.
UCW is, I mean, like I said, they're in Grovetown, I'm in Thompson, so we're in totally two different areas.
In two different counties.
And my sons actually wrestle for UCW.
Really?
And, you know, I have nothing against UCW.
Yeah.
I mean, they can run.
Thompson's not big. I know every road, nook and cranny in Thompson. For 8 years, I worked for Comcast. I don't know if I should have said the name of that place. But I worked for the cable company, and I know every road, even the roads that don't have cable, because they will still order it, and I would have to go out there and show them that they were unserviceable. I then met so many people that I went hunting in Montgomery County. I know every place. And when you say that a guy's 10 minutes down the road, hell, you could be on Wire Road, you know, headed to Renz, and he could be out here on Stagecoach Road. Mm-hmm. He's still too close to you, man. And that's over the sides of Thompson.
Right.
I mean, that's one market. They don't need to be too of anything much there.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, you had basically a different city for every night of the week here in Georgia.
Yep.
You know, but
and Georgia will support that.
But then again, it was also the same company, but different promoters.
Yeah.
In Augusta.
Yeah.
Macon, Savannah, and all that. So
I mean, Fred Ward was big. I mean, hit that Southwest Georgia, Macon, Columbus. That was his area.
Yeah.
I mean, that was his little fiefdom.
And then I
forgot what the Augusta one was and all. And I learned this from Fuller what he did with his time in Georgia, but still. I mean, because they had the Augusta, Savannah, Macon, then you had the spot show would be in the small town like a Covington, Georgia, or a
Athens.
Conyers, Athens, and then there were spot shows in the Southwest Georgia like Americus and all that good stuff. So
Valdosta and stuff.
Yeah,
there's a bar in Porterdale that does wrestling. I think every other Saturday, Speakeasy. I don't know what company it is.
Georgia has quite a few, quite a few indie organizations. APW has been around for a long time. There's an APW in South Carolina too, right before you get to Charlotte, or there used to be.
Oh, AP, Eagle, and oh gosh, that's a touchy subject when you talk about Eagle. And a certain individual who actually was co-promoter of Mega, he's not doing the wrestling no more. A guy named Thomas Simpson. I've met him at shows. And I've talked with him here on Facebook, and I actually mentioned VPW to him, and he's a very optimistic. He hadn't seen it, but just from what I've shared with him, he seems to be pleased with your project. I mean, he mentioned some of the, I talked about, there's some of the guys that were going that you won't see in 2018 going to be in VPW, and that really lit him up. And that one of your guys booked Trace Rex. I said, Trace Rex will be on the show February 10th. He goes, awesome. I may have to drive.
That's cool, man. Yeah, we've got a fan base that ranges all over the Southeast, I believe. We have people come down from North Carolina, South Carolina, all over Georgia. Like I said, man, VPW is the next big thing, and we're growing. So if you haven't been to a show, I suggest you come check one out.
And you know you're doing good when you got people coming in with big names like you had the last three or four events. Solid. That means that, and they all talk. All them people, like if you hadn't paid Buff Bagwell, no Rock and Roll Express would have came.
Right.
No, them people know each other. Right. And there's like a network. It's like bands I work with. If a certain person ain't paying, they'll cancel the show if they're supposed to be there next week.
Right.
But you know, if you hadn't paid Rock and Roll Express, then they wouldn't be coming back to defend the belts in April.
Right. They'd be on Facebook showing you the belt you'll never see again.
Maybe this is a good lesson for those that want to put on wrestling events. And not just wrestling events. As promoters, Mike will tell you this, and I will tell you this. You don't plan an event with nothing in your back pocket. You know what I mean? I mean, you have to have a plan, or have the money, or sponsors lined up because you can never guarantee, and Mike will tell you that because Mike's been doing it, putting on shows for years.
About a decade, and I've lost a lot. I've gained a lot. But I've never went with, you know, only my mortgage or no money, just hoping it did good or whatever. It's Augusta. You know what I mean? That you can never plan this market.
Right.
So, but here's a question, Mike. Have you ever had to mail anybody their check?
No.
Have you ever had to tell somebody, I don't have your money?
No.
Call me up. Have you ever had to tell somebody that you don't have their money, and then when they tried to call you and track you down, you didn't answer the phone?
I wouldn't be doing it. I wouldn't be allowed to if that would happen.
That's one thing about viral.
It's kind of self-policing.
I have every talent on the card. I have their envelopes before the show even starts.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to pay them off ticket sales. You know, a lot of promoters do that. What if you don't draw? How are you going to pay anybody? I mean, I make sure everybody has their money in hand before they leave the show, and we built a good reputation on that, and no one can say they've never been paid by Viral Pro Wrestling. Yeah.
And, dude, and I'm sure in the beginning there was days where you worked in that gym from the morning till night, so that ring was tore down,
right,
and probably did it for $30 all at the end of the day. Or maybe you did it to lose $40.
Right.
I've done it at the Amphitheater Riverwalk. I'm talking all day long. Paid cops, had thousands of dollars go through, mm-hmm, and made about $700 to split three ways.
I mean, you know, some shows you do good, some shows you break even, some you may lose.
You just try to average a profit.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, the point of the matter is you don't put on a show unless you know you can put on a show. You know, there's no, hey, this is cool. It's not, hey, let's put on a wrestling show. I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't set up a trampoline in the backyard. This is
jump off the
this
house.
Is rent a place. This is pay people. You know, I mean, okay.
Have some first responders. Be kind of safety about it.
If your wrestlers know in advance that they're, if they agree, mm-hmm, to work for free, that is your deal. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If someone's going to donate your venue, that's your deal. If somebody's going to supply you with, like, an old radio stereo system for your sound for the night, donate it. That's cool, right? But you should not go into a venue, pay a deposit with the idea that if you don't have the rest of the end of the night, that you're going to just leave your shit there. Because if I remember, the same person, or one person once before, actually lost somebody's ring that they had borrowed, Chase's ring. Somebody borrowed once for an event. They did an event at the Coyotes. Mm. And at the end of the night, Coyotes wouldn't let them leave with Chase's ring.
Yeah.
Right? That's not a cheap thing. And it took Chase forever to get that ring back, from what I remember.
Wow.
You know?
This had to have been on the outside, correct?
No, I want to say it was inside of, I mean, I don't know, I wasn't there.
How the heck did you put a ring in Coyotes?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of small.
We did it in Scott City, FCW.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. They used to do, when it was the Mission.
Yep.
They did it in the back.
And did it was some crazy show.
Speaking of money and promotions, this certain promoter, I think he has a big backer. I'm not sure where his money's coming from. But if you have somebody that's providing the money, you should be able to pay your talent.
I was going to say, if he has a backer.
I mean,
he probably does have a backer, but the backer probably thinks that it's a profit, no loss situation.
And that's one thing about Viral. I mean, we have sponsors, but most of the money is put in by me as the promoter. We have, like I said, we have a few good sponsors that are loyal to us. And I believe it's not about paying all this big money to bring in these legends or big names to draw people. It's all about your product and putting on a good show. If you put on a good show, people are going to remember it. You know, you don't have to have, just for example, you don't have to have Hulk Hogan or, you know, just for an example, a big name to get people to come.
No, uh-uh.
You know, you put these names on your poster. For example, this show that just happened in Thompson a couple of weeks ago by another promoter had certain people on his poster that did not even show up for the show.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, there was no announcements made that these guys canceled or they're not going to be able to make it.
You're dealing with one of those promoters. Wow.
Eek. And that's one thing with viral. If we have someone cancel or for some reason they can't make the show, we put an announcement out before the show even happens.
Yeah.
You know, to let fans know, hey, this guy's not going to make it. You know, we're sorry. We're going to find a replacement. But don't advertise and have certain guys on your poster and you're posting this poster all over social media and then fans get there and those guys aren't even at your show.
Yeah.
You know, that's just bad business.
Well, it sounds like bad business all the way around.
Right.
You know, I'm going to toss this in here. You know, we've had this discussion for about a week or two now.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is touchy for me because at the very first Bushido show, I was actually contacted by the cat formerly known as Ryan Rain, okay, or whatever his name was. Good kid. I've never had a problem with this kid. And said, hey, do you still run sound? I was like, yeah, I'll bring sound. And even charged half of my normal fee, which put it at like well under $100. I think it was like $60 because it was going to be like their first show. I knew a lot of the young guys on the card from the different places. I thought, hey, I'm going to make that extra money just by seeing some old friends. And at the end of the day, I asked him, hey, what do I do to get paid? Or you got to see such and such. And when I go downstairs, he's talking to somebody. And he turns around. And as I step up, I'm about to put out my hand and say, hey, what's up? And he just turns his head towards me and goes, yeah, we didn't make any money tonight. So I'm not going to be able to pay you. Maybe if you hit me up or something in a couple of days. And then turns around and goes back to his conversation. To which,
wow.
I hit Ryan up a few days later to no response, which hurt my feelings because I always never had a problem with him. And dude didn't respond to me. And then after a while, I was like, well, I kind of give up on that and I'm not going to worry about it. And then I've just dropped it. And I haven't honestly thought about it because to me, it's like a peon.
Right.
Company that why should I waste my time like going online for like $60 and blasting somebody? And needless to say, I don't think they had another show till this recent one.
Right.
And that it's been like what, 3, 4, 5 years?
It's been a while.
So really, the only reason we talk about it is just, hey, you know, it's one thing to be a wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing this because you're a wrestling fan.
Right. Yep.
You know, your son grew up a wrestling fan because he grew up sharing that with you.
Right.
And your son does wrestling and even participated in this event.
Yes.
Right? Because it's something he wants to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure as a young wrestler, he probably wasn't really getting paid, probably was just going to be a bonus for him.
Right.
He just wants to do it. But you know what? Somewhere down the line, you suck the life out of these kids that want to wrestle by taking advantage of them.
Right. You know what I mean? And the fans.
Eventually, they don't want to do it. Eventually, they get a bad taste in their mouth,
right.
And they're not fans anymore. So you need to really think the overall scope of what you're doing when somebody does this, because you running the show that you're running brings these talented people that in a minute we will talk about are mentioned by all over the Southeast. They want to come to you, but the fans want to come out. It's an experience for everybody,
right?
And if you're giving a shitty experience, that eventually scars the people participating, other promotions, wrestlers, fans. It scars everybody.
Sponsors.
Right.
Sponsors. You know what I mean? And eventually, if you do that enough, and there's nobody like VPW to show them that's just a one small thing. It's not like that everywhere.
Right.
Then eventually, people aren't going to want to go to wrestling shows. And they're eventually not going to want to watch wrestling. Kids like your son are eventually going to go, you know what? This isn't fun. This
right.
sucks. And even for the guy that might not go to WWE, that's going to eventually shorten even that little experience they might have wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I think that's heinous.
Right.
You know, Yeah, if you want to do Bushido, do it. Fucking do it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do it right. You know, as a fan, I'm not a violent person. You know what I mean? And it's not so much about getting screwed over for running sound. You know what I mean? To me, I do this. We do this show because we love this.
Right.
You know, and to hear something like this, I just want to go to this show at the next show, and I just want to walk in and kick somebody's ass. Not for me. Not because I'm pissed because I didn't make $6. I want to go it because, you know, hey, motherfucker, I love wrestling, and you're fucking dissing wrestling.
Right.
This is not cool. I want to kick your ass for that reason. And you don't want me to bring Will because Will lifts weights every day. And you don't want me to bring Kenny because Kenny looks like a dang tank truck. You don't want me to bring Josh because he's... And of course, Mike will stand back and he will just pay everybody for doing it because Mike knows how to pay people.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing about me. I mean, like I said, it goes back to the territories. I mean, that's the only gripe I have with these guys basically is, I mean, why would you want to come into my town and try to steal my fan base? I mean, you're not going to see me, like you said, you're not going to see me on Facebook bashing these guys.
Because they did see you on Facebook, and you were successful. They saw all the shows you're doing, and them up, man.
Yeah.
They got to try to do something.
But like I said, I mean, I'm not going to go on Facebook and bash them, drag their name through the mud. Of course, we've had our name dragged through the mud several times by people, but what does it prove? What does it accomplish? Yeah. I mean, the fans are going to judge how good a show there is and if they want to come back or not.
Yeah.
You know.
And Thompson, there's not a whole lot going on in Thompson, especially when football season's over with on Friday night. But those guys will get out. And unlike Augusta, you don't have to get out and drive 20 minutes across town to do something or Uber. Or you can get out and go anywhere in Thompson and be back home when you want it. It's like where I grew up.
Right.
Rural middle Georgia. Yeah. We can go do what we want. There's no time. There's no this store doesn't close at this time. It's out in the middle of nowhere, you know. Right.
Well, and, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
If they have a good time, they will come back.
Right.
Well, and the proof is in the pudding for VPW. When you really look at the people that are involved, the people that come out, I mean, nobody can deny, whether you liked it or not, nobody can deny that Flatline FCW was a hot ticket in Grovetown. Everything was top of the line. Daniel and that whole crew put out a gauntlet. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people have carried over to VPW. A lot of the people involved that were involved then or started then are involved in VPW. They wouldn't be there for anything less than Flatline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they've been there with a good company.
And that's kind of funny because I worked for Flatline. I did security for them. And I got to see what kind of talent they had, what kind of product they had. And I learned from that. I've actually got... When Flatline closed their doors, I actually have some of Flatline's staff working for me now. James Caleb Kitchens and Eric Milford. Eric Milford was with the original Flatline Championship Wrestling. Caleb Kitchens was part of Flatline Pro Wrestling. And Caleb is one of the best production guys around. And I got together with these guys and I said, hey, we need to bring wrestling back to the CSRA. I mean, Flatline closed their doors, and that was the best thing going. They had great shows.
Yeah.
Phenomenal shows.
Yeah,
you know?
Also an hour or two away.
Right, and they were in a great location. And then when they closed, I mean, from what I heard, they had no intentions of coming back, you know, or nobody knew. So, like I said, with me being a wrestling fan, growing up as a wrestling fan, and working with Flatline, I have friends that are wrestlers, friends that have been in the business. I said, hey, let's get together. Let's start something up. Give the people something to go see on the weekends, a good wrestling product. And with my knowledge, Caleb, Eric, we have a few other people on board, PJ Sinnenberg, and a lot of guys behind the scenes that have a lot of knowledge in the wrestling business. And like you said, Flatline had such a good product. We knew that we were going to have at least something just as good or better to bring the fans in. And I feel like we've accomplished that. You know, I'm not saying we're better than Flatline. I would say we're at least equal to Flatline. Like you said, we have a lot of their fans that come in. We actually have Chris Wiggins that owns Flatline and Daniel Main that come to our shows. Wiggins is referees for us. Daniel helped with the production on our last show. I mean, it's all about helping each other, you know, and not trying to step on anybody's toes or backstab somebody or steal their business. You know,
like we were talking about in South Carolina, you have the companies that are in Orangeburg, Columbia, and Hanahan Goose Creek area, and they help each other, but they don't cross over and put shows in each other's territory.
Right.
But because they help each other, their shows are better. They work together.
Right.
You know. Speaking of we can get away from dirt talk. I mean, like let's talk kudos. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody that listens to GWH Radio knows that just recently the programming has been all about the GWH Awards.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and as part of GWH and VPW, Kenny and I, we were excited to see that VPW had garnered a few nominations for a few of the categories, and congratulations on those.
Thank you.
Of course, and you don't do that if you're half-ass.
Usually.
You know what I mean? So, we thought it would be fun to mention some of the categories. Now, we're not going to talk about in depth who won the categories, because that's already been beaten to death on GBH area. But we thought, as wrestling fans, we would bring it up. We would talk about, in wrestling as an overall scope, who we thought in TNA, WWE, and all these companies, who would be some of the nominees there, and then in VPW. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that? Kenny, does that sound cool?
Let's do it.
I'm game.
All right, well, I'm going to start off by bringing up GWH has an award for Best Overall Wrestler. This year's winner was Gunnar Miller. Chip Day won in 2016. Former winners include, check this out, Phil Shatter and Jimmy Rave. Right. Did we have any nominees this year for any wrestlers that have participated in VPW?
I believe Chip Day was in that.
Chip Day?
Yes.
Wow.
He's wrestled for BPW several times.
Oh, he's been the last few shows like in a row.
And he's becoming quite well known on the VPW circuit. I believe he's AWE champion right now. And like I said, he's also developing a following down here in Thompson, Georgia with Viral Pro Wrestling.
There you go. So guys, best overall wrestler, WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, New Japan. I mean, right now, Kenny Omega's pretty hot.
He's pretty hot. Yeah. I would say AJ. Best. I mean, I saw a lot of great wrestlers over there. And the main event, what's the name? Naito?
Yeah, Naito.
Yeah.
That guy's obviously tremendous. But from beginning to end, I would say AJ is still the best.
What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Far as I think, you know, coming from a tag team, the Young Bucks, they are a great team that I think should be signed possibly by WWE eventually. They're doing great things over in New Japan.
I mean, they've been everywhere. I mean, they've had a slight run in TNA. It's like everywhere they touch, they do well.
Yeah.
So I mean, but the problem is you got your you're gonna have these naysayers. But when I just look back at it as a fan, and then from seeing tag team wrestling overall, I mean, yeah, they overdo the super kick, but they would just cut back less. But the fact of the matter is they draw. The fact of the matter is they get pops. The crowd reacts to them, even if it's a messed up spot, but they react and they draw. Yeah. I mean, it goes back to the wrestler drawing. Mm-hmm. The drawing and the fans have something to talk about. They tell the story. That's what it goes back to. You're not seeing that, but with the Young Bucks, they see it. And the ones that are anti-Young Bucks, I'm sorry, but they do try.
Yeah. I think Cody Rhodes has done pretty well for the past couple since he's left. I think what hurts him is the fact that he's not in one place long enough to really build a strong program.
If you was to say most improved, if there was a category, not really that, but if it was like most improved situation, that would be, he would win that one this year, hands down.
Yeah. So Josh, best overall wrestler that participates for this past year in VPW?
Best overall, it's kind of hard. We've got quite a few. I would go with Chip Day again. You know, yeah. Chip's awesome in the ring. And like I said, we have several guys on our roster that could probably fit into that category. And there's probably too many names to list.
Yeah.
But right now, I would say Chip Day.
Yeah, we're not here to diss anybody else on the VPW one. Everybody kicks butt. So.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so best technician, Kyle Matthews. He's won like every year since 2009 Georgia Wrestling History Awards, except for 2014 when he co-won with Fred Yehi. And in 2015 when Jimmy Rave won. So what do you guys, best technician in all of wrestling?
In all of wrestling?
Yeah. TNA,
now
WWE.
Or retired or what?
No. Currently.
Currently.
Currently out there now.
I would say Cedric Alexander.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, tremendous. I'm in agreement with that one as well.
Yeah. I can't argue with that one.
What about the long-haired guy from American Alpha? That's now teaming up with Shelton.
Chad Gable.
Chad Gable. Yeah, that's a great tag team. Well, potential to be a great tag team as far as working.
I don't think the writers are doing them any favors, though.
Oh, no.
Man, they're dropping the ball creatively with those two.
Yeah.
I mean, if they did the story right with these guys, I mean, you would have them, you'd build the program, you'd put the titles on them, but you would have to really build the program of the Usos to wrestle. Now you're just having them get buried in DQ matches, count outs, whatever. You're not really keeping them strong for the title. You're like, okay, you keep them strong, or they get over by disqualification, they hit their finisher, but then something happens, and then they, oh, wait, we're so close to the title, and you keep going and keep going and all, but you're not doing that with the team. And they're a tremendously good team. You have tremendous amateur wrestling backgrounds. And I mean, you have the territory days with these guys. These guys would have been tag team champions multiple times over.
Yeah. So, what do you say, Josh? Best technical wrestler, VPW?
Like I said, at least
in your opinion at the top.
Yeah, I
of
mean,
the
list. That's another tough one. I would say he's been to maybe two or three of our shows. He's kind of hard to book right now because he's so hot on the indie scene, but probably Anthony Henry. He's a very technical wrestler. And we're going to try to bring him back as soon as we can, but like I said, his schedule is so busy right now.
It's been a while since
I mean, he's with Evolve. I'm not sure if he's still the Evolve Tag Team Champion with James Drake, but he's a big draw for us. He's very well known in the CSRA, and like I said, he's a very technical wrestler in the ring, and that would be my vote.
There you go.
And I actually lifted weights with Anthony. He's a beast. He's a beast. Lifted weights, man. He is.
All right, what about best male performer? This year's winner for GWH, which is Georgia, basically, Sugar Dunkerton. Previous winners include Shadow Jackson, Prue Jones, and Sal Renaro. Best male performer, would you go with AJ again in all of wrestling?
Let's go Inferno.
He's no longer really around.
Maybe, but then again, Seth's up there too, man. But his last injury kind of slowed my momentum. Yeah. Talking about his, so
yeah,
say Seth or AJ. Seth was really good. You know how AJ jumps off the ropes and he'll go over the person, land and roll and come back. And Seth used to do all the same stuff, and I don't think he's got as much faith in his knee now.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I don't say they're both equal.
Yeah. I don't know. I could throw in for either one of those guys in the main event at the Wrestle Kingdom.
What's the blonde guy's name?
I
forgot
his
name. I know.
Man, I'm gonna
have to Google
those. But it was a great match.
The other guy's name.
I mean, it just was a, I mean, it was a perfect. It was like the perfect formula for an old school match, but you had new school involved at the same time. It was textbook how you want to do a match.
Yeah.
Well, Sugar's been at your shows a few times.
Who's that?
Sugar Dunkerton.
Yes, Sugar is actually was my vote in the Georgia Wrestling History Awards from Viral Pro Wrestling, and he ended up winning that category.
There you go.
So
that
was a good thing.
And I'd worked with him when I was doing indie wrestling referees, and I was actually rode with him to shows on occasion years ago.
All right. So there's somebody you can share those Chick-fil-A stops with. All right, so best female performer, wrestler that I believe is currently kind of connected to TNA, somebody who's wrestled like the last few events for VPW. She's won it for the past 2 years, and that's Kiera Hogan.
Correct. That is also my pick again, Kiera Hogan, for Viral Pro Wrestling. We've had a few Divas matches. We've had Nicole Payne. We've had the Kiera Hogan and a few others. But Kiera stands out. You know, she's got what it takes to be the next big thing in professional wrestling. Like I said, she was my vote for this year's awards, and she ended up winning it for, what is this, the second year in a row, I think?
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, Kiera Hogan.
So what do you guys think in all of wrestling? Female performer. Natty?
I'd have to say Asuka.
Asuka.
I agree. Whoa.
How high can you kick a leg physically?
I know.
About the law of physics and the anatomy.
It's unreal, man. I mean, just the fact that she just can't, I mean, it's just she, her pop, man. It's just, she, her pop, the gimmick, all that good stuff, and she just carries, man.
So you don't, so you don't like the scary monster chick from TNA?
Which one? There's a bunch of chicks
the
in
the
TNA
one that
right
used
now.
To be in the crew with Abyss and
Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Yeah. Oh, she was on the Trailer Park Boys, too. Yeah, she, I mean, it's all right. I haven't really seen how technical or anything she is. But.
I mean, I do. I will say this. I do like the current Knockouts champion, who was the Jilted Bride, and still used that angle.
There you
had
go.
The mascara tears and wins matches with it.
Who was that? Me and you were watching. You told me who she was. She had the lipstick all smeared, like.
Oh, so that's Rosemary, I think.
I thought it was Ole Miss.
So, well, both of them kind of have that screwed up makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rosemary kind of looked like she took over Sting's Joker.
Yeah.
Late Joker version kind of thing.
This looked like the sister of the girl from Suicide Girl. Or what's that Will Smith movie?
I don't know.
Suicide Squad?
There you go. Yeah. There you go. God, I was based on that one.
Yeah, I just recently read on, I think it was WrestlingInc.com, that Kiera just wrestled the TNA Knockouts champion. The outcome, I can't remember if she won or not, but that's a big opportunity for her to be signed by Impact.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
You know,
and we've had quite a few that you know, that almost kind of made that jump to TNA. Josh Magnum, years ago, was when they did CWA versus TNA in Columbia.
Right.
We thought there was going to be some crossover for that, and it almost happened.
Sugar Dunkerton just posted, I saw on his Facebook page, that he wrestled for Impact Explosion a couple of days ago, I believe.
Oh, nice.
So.
Nice.
See, regional wrestlers.
Is that the one where Austin Aries
won
the band?
Right.
Oh, that match. Wow.
He won it in street clothes.
All right, so tag team or stable, this year's winner for Georgia Wrestling History Awards, the Lynch Mob, not to be confused with George and Oney Logan, which is funny because the Logan comes into play later on, of rock and roll post-Dokken fame. But the Lynch Mob. So,
no, not the Ice Cube version.
So what would you say wrestling tag team or stable? You mentioned one earlier from, I believe, Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Not sure on who's really it on the tag team at Ring of Honor. I mean, really, they're all fairly good tag teams in Ring of Honor, so I'm really, to me, none of them really stand out.
Briscoes.
Briscoes are always classic.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with them.
Because I would say tag teams in WWE and TNA are almost non-existent as far as true tag teams.
No. So, here, let's just throw it together.
Yeah. Didn't the Lynch Mob come to VPW?
They were scheduled to come to a VPW event, and they had another event scheduled the same day, so there was a little conflict there.
Okay.
So they weren't able to make it.
Okay.
And one of them is Facebook friends with one of the Lynch Mob, so they requested me.
Sweet.
Wicked sensation.
Yep. All right, so what do you say? Tag team, VPW.
I would have to go with the Monster Squad. Billy Brash and Joshua Cutshaw. I mean, they've been with us since day one. They became the first Viral Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions. They've been on quite a rampage since coming into Viral Pro Wrestling.
Although they did run into a rock and roll wall.
Oh, yeah. The Rock and Roll Express did come in and defeat them. Billy and Josh are actually complaining and wanting a rematch. We plan on giving them that rematch coming up soon. So if you want to see that happen, come to Viral Pro Wrestling and check out one of our shows.
There you go. So how does it feel? I'm going to segue just for a second. How does it feel to be able to say Viral Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions, legendary Hall of Famers, the Rock and Roll Express?
You're actually going to get to introduce them at your next show right. as the champions when they come
in. That's one of the best feelings in the world. I grew up watching the Rock and Roll Express. They were actually my favorite tag team of all time, and they still are. And when I was able to bring in Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson on my own show to work for me and actually become the Viral Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions, man, that was just the best feeling in the world.
Those guys, man, are a lot of people's best all time. Right. If you're around my age, you are. And I was talking with somebody just yesterday on this couch. If there was no Rock and Roll Express, would there be a Shawn Michaels?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. The Rockers definitely took their style after the Rock and Roll Express, but did the tag team specialist thing is what Vince tagged it as, but it was just a Ricky and Robert. You know what I mean? A little more explosive, a little younger, and I don't know if Shawn would ever get a shot.
And when
you guys can tell, Mister is a big Rock and Roll Express fan.
Yeah, he is. He's huge.
He picks his spot every week to get excited.
When the Rock and Roll Express won the titles, the fans blew the roof off the gym. They just went crazy. I mean, they didn't expect it.
No, you don't go into a territory and usually win, you know.
Although
Tommy Wildfire Rich did win that one light championship at May Park like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And I mean, also, too, you actually, what I love what you did with the whole Rock and Roll Express thing to add to that was like, it was like, supposedly when they won the NWA World Tag Team Championship on TV in their first appearance, I mean, you actually gave them a tribute with that finish. So I thought that, when you said that, I was like, that's awesome. And I just thought about that. So.
And of course, it was all over all the dirt sheets. I mean, it went worldwide. The Rock and Roll Express won a Viral Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships.
Mm-hmm. Which point in the process did you decide you were going to do that with the boys? Did you do it before they got there? Did you talk about it when they got there?
We had talked about it beforehand, me and my booking team, and we thought it would be a good decision. And we kind of tossed it around a little bit. The day of the show, we were going to go a different direction, but then we talked about it a little more, and we said, hey, we think this will be the right thing to do, and they walked away with the championships.
I'll agree that it was probably the best way to go.
Well, there you go.
I hear you.
We got a great return show coming out of it, a great match. Yeah. So
everybody that was there is going to come back to that.
Right.
You know,
without a doubt.
You're going to add some to that one.
I mean, so. we have the Monster Squad, like I said, they're the former champions, gunning to get the titles back. And we also have the Hierarchy, Murder One and Adrian Armour, that are number one contenders. So it's going to be interesting to see which of those two teams try to take the titles from the Rock and Roll Express.
Yep.
Nice.
Alright, so moving on our Georgia Wrestling History List. Most improved, this year's winner, Logan Creed. So what do you guys think in all of wrestling, most improved? I would like to throw in, once again, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Just because he broke away from pretty much being held down to do his own thing, and got to really show the world how talented he actually is as an in-ring performer.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yep, he's good. He's getting paid more money. He's having way better matches. I don't know if he can't be the most improved, best, whatever. It's been his year. It's been good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would go, I'm Cody, but one thing I've seen, I don't really have seen much of, but what little bit I've seen was actually Eli Drake in TNA has been a much improved wrestler. I mean, it's just the way he started, and then now he was the champion. in TNA and carried it for a while and did well with it. I mean, he's gotten over and has really worked his way up. I mean, he had been beat on Explosion to the point he was a champion. I mean, but still, you can't go wrong with Cody. I mean, I'd have to get that one a tie.
Yeah. Well, and even what's his name, the big muscle guy, the Master Lock guy, has kind of aligned himself with Eli Drake's kind of had a bit of resurgent in that role. Not that he really does much as an in-ring performer, but he's managed to move, pull out of obscurity.
Yeah.
A little bit. So what do you think? Most improved Viral Pro Wrestling?
Most improved with us? Probably our heavyweight champion right now, Chris Main. Chris has done big things with Viral Pro Wrestling. He always brings it every show, puts on a good show for the fans. And like I said, he's our heavyweight champion at this time. We had a few things happen at the last show with Chris Main that was unexpected. The fans kind of frowned on it. But you have to give it to him. The man is good. If he wasn't, he wouldn't have that championship around his waist.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, manager or valet? Jeff G. Bailey, they're gonna name this award after him eventually for the 8th straight time. Anarchy, a mainstay for a long time. So is there even any manager or valet in wrestling these days that's even noteworthy of mentioning?
Gosh, it's a lost art. You really can't find anybody. I mean,
Enzo.
Yeah, but not
necessarily. He's on his way to being. Yeah, it's kind of like tag teams and all of that stuff. Tag team has went away.
You just don't see too many managers anymore.
I mean, you had Ellering with those big guys that will probably be making the main roster soon. I forgot their name. He was managing them.
Yeah.
So he kind of had the managerial comeback, per se.
Yeah.
Miss Terry Ronald's manager kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
That Dan Gum cigar.
Really nobody. Nobody since Dutch rode out on the scooter.
Yeah, and they killed that story. They were like, hey, by the way, we're going to squash that story like right dab in the middle.
Is it something about former Memphis Continental guys just Vince does not seem to like them for some odd reason?
Yeah, not really. I guess we'll just get over that. So
hey, Vince, you're from North Carolina. Deal with it.
All right, so promotion for the 4th time. Anarchy is won. All right, guys. So we have WWE, we have TNA, we have Ring of Honor, and we have like 2 Japan pretty much companies. I guess you could toss in NXT, sort of.
It's just development.
So who out of those, and if I've left anybody off, please, but who out of those, I mean, is really, and I don't mean who, we know who the moneymaker is, we know who's the biggest in the world, but who is like the best
New Japan in your opinion? Wrestling.
I'm in full agreement with Josh and Mike with that one.
I would agree that with New Japan.
I don't even think second place would be close.
Yeah,
by no means.
NWA is kind of almost non-existent these days.
Yeah,
you put on some good events, but
I'm kind of anxious to see what Billy Corgan's going to do with the NWA. I've heard rumors he's trying to get a deal with TBS to bring it back.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That would be. I mean, the thing
would be better on New Smashing Pumpkins album.
I hear you, man.
That'd be cool.
So what about in the Southeast? So I mean, we have Viral Pro, Anarchy One, but what do you guys think? I mean, we have OSCW, we have Wrestle Force, we have APW, we have Anarchy, we have W4 out of Atlanta. Any of these kind of strike a bell independently? Okay, we have Bushido. I mean,
ECW.
Of course, I'm going to have to go with my own company, Viral Pro Wrestling. We were nominated for one of the best promotions in Georgia. We didn't win this year, but we were nominated. So people are recognizing us and. hopefully in the next year or so, we'll be taking that title home as best promotion in Georgia.
Most improved is easily VPW as far as where I'm sitting. I haven't seen anybody in the past 12 months come as far as you guys. I mean, y'all went from having shows to now you've already, the second half of the year, got 3 or 4 or 5 pretty big names on some events.
Yeah. And
getting numbers up there. It's trending in the right direction, man. It's not stabilized. I mean, you don't even know where you're going, so that's good.
We just had, excuse me, our 1 year anniversary back in August, and like I said, I came into this, it was all new to me. I was a wrestling fan. The promotion part was new. I've had a lot of other promoters from other organizations tell me that, hey, you're doing the right thing, you're going in the right direction. You lasted a year.
Yeah.
And most promotions have 1 or 2 shows and they're done.
That's because they have no more money. And if you can't pay your talent, no more talent.
Well, so. And let's kind of put this in perspective. I mean, Anarchy is won for the 4th time. Mm-hmm. So you can't be ashamed to, like, lose to Anarchy in this category. You almost have to be, like, a privilege to be in this category with Anarchy, because they have been around. You have to go back before Anarchy.
Right.
You know, when AJ Styles was in the company. And when you talk about wrestlers that have been in Anarchy, AJ Styles.
I think it was
New Day.
Was it NWA Wildside before?
Yeah, beforehand. New Day.
Xavier.
You just celebrated a year. I mean, you can't feel bad about not winning that category. I mean, it'd be great to win it, but just to be in that with some of these great Georgia promotions.
Right. I actually feel honored to be in that category because, like I said, we've only been around for a little over a year. Anarchy's been around for numerous years and had quite some big names come through there that have went on to bigger and better things. But like I said, we're only a year old. What are we going to look like in, say, 5-6 years down the road? You know, we may be the next Anarchy. You never know.
That's right.
That's our goal.
Thompson, George. Yeah, just sitting there getting nominated with people Atlanta.
Come on. Let's kind of look at this. Out of Anarchy, out of Cornelia, Georgia.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? North of Atlanta, up there in the mountains.
We have our family in
a little itty bitty church.
And I noticed, I mean, not being biased or anything, but a lot of people that won are out of North Georgia. And you got Anarchy, you got Georgia Premier Wrestling, I think, up there.
Yeah.
And a couple of others I can't think of right offhand. But I think, you know, on the award show, you have Larry Goodman and what's that other guy's name? I can't think of his name. Owns PCW, I think. But anyway, they really haven't been to any viral pro wrestling shows to see what we put on, what type of talent we have. And I believe if they came down to more shows, we would be in the running to be best promotion. Because, I mean, they're more going to the Anarchy show because that's the name that everybody knows in Georgia is Anarchy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I believe if more people on a Georgia wrestling history scene would come to viral pro wrestling, we would be up there along with Anarchy and a couple other shows.
We've done a pretty good start just in a year.
Yeah, and so, you don't get noticed in a year. Watch, I can guarantee you this coming year is when everybody will start with the.
Yeah.
I mean, you already got somebody trying to imitate your shit.
Yeah.
And it is not the best form of flattery.
Oh no,
I've been there, done that, decade.
So, all right, the last one we are going to pilfer from the GWH categories is Event of the Year. This would be an event from last year. So, in all of wrestling, well, I guess we could go back a year. So, in all of wrestling, guys, WWE, TNA, New Japan, Ring of Honor, any of those events, Mike's immediately going to go back to a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was this year, though. That wasn't last year. Well, that was on the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what my answer would be. Yeah, that was easily, but not to use that.
When we get to this time next year, you can say New Japan's
live. That's right.
You may do it 10 times over and over, though.
Well, you got to remember that international dateline, though.
Yeah.
You definitely have to remember that one.
Well, I don't know. What about, was it last year when Goldberg, like, beat what's his face twice.
I probably wouldn't go. Well,
didn't they have was it Wrestle Kingdom when they came to USA and did a show?
That was for that. I think it's for their United States title tournament. That was. That was very interesting.
Pretty good show, also.
I'll be honest. I don't remember which one, but I'd probably go back with one of the NXT, maybe one of the takeovers or something like that. Yeah. There were some good ones this past year. Really good ones. I was Asuka was in one before she came up. It was two women's main event matches. It was great, and that's unheard of.
Yeah.
A double main event women's.
Yeah.
Well, anything in the first year, BPW event, best one, top one, overall, from top to bottom.
First show, first year, probably Holiday Havoc. you know, the first year at Holiday Havoc, we had a street fight with Hex and James Drake, which was an awesome match. If you haven't seen it, check it out on YouTube under Viral Pro Wrestling. And then we're going into our second year. We just had Holiday Havoc back in December, Holiday Havoc 2, which was a phenomenal event. We had over 200 people at that show. So, yeah, I would say Holiday Havoc.
Is that the Buff Backroll show?
No, it wasn't, actually. We had the Rock and Roll Express on this past holiday.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that one.
Bagwell was at our one-year show for Infection 2.
That's right. We promoted it, man.
We did.
All right. So I think we touched on pretty well on our version of talking about the Georgia Wrestling History Awards. So right off the bat, really quick... clue us in. Let's do a catch up. Wrestlers or nominations that were received connected to VPW and the GWH Awards. Do you remember off the top of your head?
I know Sean Legacy was nominated for Rookie of the Year, I believe. And I'm trying to think. Eric Milford and James Kitchen were nominated for Bookers of the Year. Can't remember all exactly, but in my opinion, everyone on our roster should be on that list, being nominated. We have that good of talent on our show and a great group of guys.
Cool. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to shoot it over to... Kenny, you want to wrap things up and talk about a few things before we get out of here?
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody again to come out to the Sweetwater Gym February 10th. Doors open 6:30, show starts at 7.
What's the main event?
We haven't revealed the main event yet.
Oh, okay.
It will be posted here soon in the weeks to come. But I think the fans are going to enjoy it.
So you did just reveal, was it Wade and...
We had Wade Adams versus Cam Carter
coming
up. We have Josie Quinn, which is formerly Andrew Duckworth, which just won Most Improved, I think, for Georgia Wrestling History. He'll be taking on Charlie Anarchy, which is a hometown favorite from Thompson, Georgia. We have Tracer X coming back to face Darius Lockhart, which those are two of the biggest names on the indie scene right now.
It's going to tear up the roof right there.
Yeah, it should blow the roof off, definitely.
So he says that he's going to reveal the main event next week on the show. Is that what I heard?
Possibly.
What it sounds like.
We'll keep our eyes on Facebook.
Keep your eye on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check out Viral Pro Wrestling and for all your updates on upcoming shows.
And another way you know that you're like king of the hill is when the big event's coming to town and they ask to use your ring.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. We got the Legends of Wrestling coming in March 24th. And, of course, for the second year, they've asked to use Viral Pro Wrestling's ring for their event.
Not Skeeter's ring!
Right.
Thanks. So they're coming down, and they're coming down in pretty much a month and a half and don't have a ring yet?
Well, you're talking about Legends of Wrestling?
Yeah.
They have our ring. Yeah. I'm gonna go.
So that's done. They're not asking for it. You've worked that out.
Yeah, I've already worked it out.
Yeah, they did last year too.
Event last year. Made a lot of connections there. Actually, that's where I met Buff Bagwell and
Sweet.
Made that contact with him. And I met Ron Simmons there, Ric Flair. It's all about making those connections, man. And
bring Ron Simmons. I like to meet him.
We've discussed bringing in Ron Simmons.
Oh, cool.
I grew up around Ron Simmons, yeah. So he's huge where I'm from.
Right.
Big dude. That'd be good.
Yeah,
that'd
that,
be
is, cool. That is a possibility for a future Viral Pro Wrestling show.
I've seen MVP and RVD and all of them doing indie shows. You get all them.
Right.
Bring them. I'm sure you get Facebook messages with like a wish list, like I do of bands.
That's
like, can
one
you bring
thing,
the Foo Fighters? Sure, I'll bring them.
That's one thing with Viral Pro. And you come to a show, you never know who's going to show up at Viral Pro Wrestling. I mean, it could be a legend. It could be the hottest guy on the indie scene. You never know. You just have to keep coming and find out.
Well, all the names you've already brought, you got enough clout to attract even more, so it'll be a good upcoming year for you. I'm curious.
And these two of us, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Interest is paid.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in with us. It was great having Josh with us today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And make sure you come out and see Josh and everybody else on February 10th at the Sweetwater Gym. Once again, I've been Kenny J with John Stoney Cannon.
Later.
Will Wheeler.
Adios.
Mike Garrett.
Billy Eagles.
And Josh, of course.
See you guys later.
And Mister.
Yep, he's roaming around.
Zaxby's came through, so he.
Oh, I see.
He's a traitor right now.
I got you. All right, well, everybody have a good week, and I don't know if we'll see you next week, but we'll see you after that.
That's right. Yeah. And remember, it's all we know!
That's right.
Yeah.
George.
Raffle. History.
Funky like a
birdman. To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
We'll beat your work for being a little man.
Atlanta, GA, Hotlanta is the Freebirds town, man.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. A very spirited crowd here today at the Television Sports Arena.